Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the way through troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter.
Hey, we're out here on the streets of America talking to people about the nation's largest drain cleaner, Roto-Rooter. So you guys heard of Roto-Rooter?
Sure have.
Yeah.
Have you ever had occasion to call Roto-Rooter?
Sure have.
How'd that work for you?
Great.
Do you know the Roto-Rooter jingle?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
I'm going to take that home and listen to it myself. Sir, could you come here a minute? You ever used Roto-Rooter?
No.
But if you did have a clogged drain, who would you call?
I'd call Roto-Rooter.
Well, who else you going to call?
Exactly.
All
who
right.
Are you going to call?
Should you know the Roto-Rooter jingle?
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Very nice. Well, there you have it, folks. When people think of drain cleaning, they think of Roto-Rooter first. So, the next time you have a problem, you know what to do.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Fox Sports Radio.
Halftime, D.C. Everest and Bayport. I'm Chris Conley, and we'll spend some time with Coach Luke Kunin to discuss the seedings and how this postseason tournament is put together. The Evergreens go into the tournament as a number 6 seed. There are two teams behind them. Spash is seeded 7th. It's a team that finished below 500 and was put in to round out this field. Eau Claire Memorial is a number 8 seed. It is Hudson that is the number 1 seed of this grouping of 8. They're on the other side of the bracket as a D.C. Everest. Should the Evergreens advance that far, they wouldn't see Hudson until the third round of the playoffs. So, Coach, it was a week ago, 6 days ago, actually, to be exact, where the coaches gather and seed these teams. Are you happy with the way that process worked out?
Actually, right away, when because the coaches all vote what seed you get, and you get to see everyone's vote and where coaches think you're at, and all the coaches thought that we were at 6. I was pleased with having that 6th seed. And then there's an appeal process, and there were a couple of appeals, but I think everything turned out very favorable for us.
Do you like the seeding where you get to see a team that you saw a year ago? I mean, obviously you played Bayport pretty well last year.
We're happy to be in the playoffs, and we take whoever we would get. You know, there's a number of teams we'd like to see from these 8 seeded teams. You know, we have some goals that we didn't reach that we could still accomplish again. But first off, you know, we'll play whoever it was that we were able to play in. You know, we accept the challenge of playing Bayport. They're a good football team.
Is it kind of a weird year that you have so many teams that are 9-0, 8-1, that you have to take a team like Spash to get in there to round out the bracket?
Yeah, it's a little different, to round out that bracket. You know, Superior not making Division I by 3 students definitely changed things Division I also, and then putting Point in changed that because they're a much bigger school. And so it's just very hard to predict always how it's all going to match up. The one thing I would say is all the coaches there were super professional. I understand in our conference meeting that didn't happen in other seed meetings, but it was very cordial and very professional on how we decided. And I think everyone lived with what the decisions were made.
All right, Coach Luke Kunin, thank you for talking to us about the seeding meeting, really a part of the high school football background that most fans never get a chance to see. So as you've heard, if the Evergreens win with another half of football ahead of us tonight, they'll take on the winner of the Appleton-North-Spash game. If Spash is victorious, that game would be a home game next Friday night at Steam Stadium. Should Appleton-North win, we'll be right back to the Fox Valley as the Appleton-North Lightning would be hosting D.C. Everest. Of course, a loss tonight would bring the Evergreens football season for 2013 to a close. The second half awaits. We'll come right back and recap our scoring and give you some of the highlights from this first half of football action after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
Ask any Evergreen. You'll find frame after frame of family fun at Coeur d'Alene in Rothschild.
Coral Lanes has something for Evergreens fans of all ages. Play in youth, men's, women's, and mixed leagues. Try Coral Lanes' Moon Rock. Nightclub lighting and music with glow-in-the-dark pins and bowling balls. Book your next birthday party, holiday party, or company party at Coral Lanes, too. It's frame after frame of family fun. Coral Lanes, next to Shapco and Rothschild. Online at CoralLanes.net or like Coral Lanes on Facebook.
We are Blackmarks!
Welcome back to Bayport High School. Lots of happy Bayport fans, and even back in our studio, everybody's a comedian tonight. You know, when the home team is up on these high school playoff games, yep, suddenly there are a lot of smiles. And at halftime, Bayport leads D.C. Everest 34-6. Five Evergreen turnovers have factored, just cannot be overemphasized, how much the Evergreens have been sloppy with the football and how Bayport has capitalized. Let's quickly recap our first half scoring. Bayport actually fumbled the ball on their first possession, first play from scrimmage. The Evergreens recovered at the 30-yard line. The Evergreens picked up one first down but could get no closer. They settled for a 38-yard field goal from Kyle Kurtenbach, and early in the ballgame, D.C. Everest had a 3-0 lead. Bayport answered on their next possession. The Evergreens sent pressure and were burned on a 57-yard touchdown pass. Alex Ingall found his receiver Connor DeShanty in one-on-one coverage. Bayport took the lead 7-3. Bayport fumbled the ball again on their next possession. The Evergreens, though, went three and out and kicked a 39-yard Kyle Kurtenbach field goal. It's those two Kurtenbach field goals, 38 and 39 yards, both with the wind, that have accounted for all of the Everest scoring. Kyle Kurtenbach's kick made our score 7-6 with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. But Bayport put on two more scores, both thanks to Evergreen turnovers. A 16-yard touchdown run from Alex Ingall, where the extra point was failed, and then a 38-yard touchdown pass the very first play after an Evergreen's fumble. That was a fumble on the exchange between Nick Sarakowski and Wyatt Brown. Alec Ingall hit Mac Caesar on a 38-yard strike. At the end of the first quarter, Bayport was up 20-6. Bayport tacked on 14 more points in the second quarter, and both of those touchdowns came after D.C. Everest turnovers. Four plays after a fumbled punt, Bayport was back in the end zone on Alec Ingall's 16-yard touchdown run, made the score 27-6. And then with less than a minute to play in the first quarter, Bayport decides to go for it on a 4th and 10. And gets a 20-yard touchdown strike, Alex Ingall to Connor DeShante, his second touchdown reception of the game. And that drive was a 51-yard drive set up after Nick Sarakowski threw an interception. And that brings us to where we are now, 34-6 at halftime. Hard to imagine the Evergreens coming back from four scores down, but that's the task ahead of them if they'd like to keep their season going. D.C. Everest High School football is brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy SC, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And DeVorney Orthodontics, see more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. The Evergreens will get the ball to start the second half. Because there is no halftime show for these playoff games, halftime tends to be a little shorter. And I'm not even sure if the Evergreens are aware of that. They're just coming back out onto the field now. Let's take a two-minute timeout. Then the second half kickoff awaits. It's 34-6 Bayport. Back in two on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them, right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Jennison Travel Agency's gonna get it done.
Jennison Travel Agency wishes the DC Everest Evergreens the best of luck in the playoffs. This spring break, reward yourself and your hardworking student with a vacation complete with stress-free planning by Barb Jennison of Jennison Travel. Call 715-355-5775 to lock in the best pricing on your spring break getaway today.
Jennison Travel Agency's gonna get it.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Fox Sports Radio.
The second half kickoff is coming up in just a moment. I'm Chris Conley, and you are with us for Level 1 playoff action, D.C. Everest and Bayport. And even if you'd like to buy into the theory that the turnovers have been backbreakers, trust me, they have. We're still faced with a situation where the Evergreens have not been able to drive on this Bayport team. The Evergreens' only points coming off short field goals set up by Bayport fumbles. We have not yet seen a sustained drive by the DC Everest offense. And that, of course, factors into this game as well. So the Evergreens on the short end, 34-6 as the second half gets underway. Our playoff broadcast on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by BRB Auto Body, your complete auto body and paint professionals for Central Wisconsin. Jennison Travel. For a great vacation, contact Barb Jennison at Jennison Travel. Look for the red mailbox on Alderson Street in Schofield. And Roto Rooter, the name to make troubles go down the drain. We were at 41 degrees at kickoff. We've drifted into the upper 30s as we get our second half underway. The wind has kept up. It's a 20-mile-per-hour stiff wind blowing towards the north end zone here at Bayport. The Evergreens were outscored 20-6 in the first quarter and outscored 14-0 in the second quarter as we are about to get this third quarter underway. Very nice crowd at Bayport. Now, this is the field where the Evergreen season ended last year on a much more competitive 19-17 loss. Bayport is one of those new high schools. They're in the suburbs of Green Bay, just to the northwest of the center of the city. And because this is a newer school that is built out in the open, they have a lot of room for their athletic complex. And everything here is top shelf. We're over here for a baseball playoff game last spring. It was a rainy and miserable day. But all of their athletic facilities are fabulous here at Bayport. And Bayport High School is a great host, too. Everything first class here at this facility. The Pirates have a 34-6 lead. In fact, we understand because Bayport doesn't have regular radio coverage of their game. A lot of Bayport fans listening in on our Fox Sports Wisconsin podcast at foxsportswausau.com. Glad to have you joining us. Here's the kickoff to get the second half underway. Bouncing back to Wyatt Brown, takes it at the 15. It's up along the sideline. He's got one man to beat, and he is roped down from behind. He gets across the 30 out to the 35-yard line. But Wyatt Brown has not been able to do much on offense. But there runs back a nice kickoff return. Evergreens will start first and 10 at the 35-yard line. D.C. Everest football brought to you by Coral Lanes, Grand Avenue, Rothschild. Lanes and lanes of fun, the best family entertainment value in the Wausau area. And Nick Sarakowski leads the Evergreens offense. Evergreens will need some scores and some stops if they'd like to get back into this thing. Receivers out to either side, backs from the I formation. That's Brown and Hagenbusher. Wyatt Brown carries, gets the far sideline, gets 5 yards, and gets out of bounds. Would you believe that's Wyatt Brown's longest run of the game? leading rusher in the division, unable to really get much going here. Give him four on first down, so second and six coming up. The Evergreens are going to be a little up-tempo. They break the huddle quickly. Sarakowski is under center with backs in the I formation. Hand off to Wyatt Brown again. Up the middle and not much. He's got maybe 2 yards. Out from the 35 to the 37. It's going to be third and three or four. That'll be 4 yards to go. It's a manageable third down. I mean, we might very well be in a spot where the Evergreens will consider everything a four-down situation. I mean, there is no tomorrow. The team that loses here sees their season come to an end. No reason to be conservative or even worry about the score. You go out with a fight. Sarakowski on third down, pass looking for Kyle Zableski and threw it behind him, incomplete. Actually, that was to Cody Cocker. It is fourth down. Well, you can scrap my go for everything. The Evergreens are going to punt, apparently going three and out to start the third quarter. Zach Hoffman is in punt formation. He'll be kicking into the wind. See if the Evergreens actually do punt here. This may very well be snapped to one of the up men. Let's see if we've got a fake on. Nope. It does indeed go back to the punter, and it is a line drive short kick. Bounces at the 35, takes an Evergreens roll to the 30, and downed at the 29-yard line. So Bayport already up 34-6. Gets to send their offense back onto the field. Evergreens football brought to you by American Family Insurance, the Johnny Bauer Agency. Glad to have you on board for today's broadcast. Auto, home, life, and health. Call your American Family Insurance agent. That's the Johnny Bauer Agency. Their number is 715-848-0077. Here comes Alec Ingall. Ingall, so far, is the star of this game, and he's a junior, so imagine what he's going to be like next year. Bayport will have a lot of parts for next season, and again, they come in as a one-loss team, so they have plans to go deep here. Ingall from the shotgun, two receivers out to that far side, now put a man in the slot. He shifts up from shotgun now to right under center and pitches back to his running back. This play doesn't go for much, goes to 1 or 2 yards. There's a penalty marker down as well. Someone may not have come set after the shift. Let's see what the call is here. Yeah, it's an illegal shift against Bayport. Yeah, when the quarterback comes out from shotgun to right under center, the linemen have to come set too, and I don't think the left side of the line was set there. It is an illegal shift. 5-yard penalty, and it'll be first and 15. 10:34 to play third quarter. Bayport is leading 34-6. See if the Evergreens defense can make a stand here. The Evergreens do have 1 3-and-out on defense, and they were able to stop Bayport once on a fourth down play. Handoff here, and well in the backfield is Max Beeble. Beeble busts it from the far side to the near side, and now he's got blocking. He reverses field and gets 15, 20 yards, still on his feet, and down he goes. And now there's going to be a penalty marker down. Penalty beyond the play. So Beeble tried the far sideline and then reversed field, brought it all the way back to the near sideline and got 20 yards. Let's see if the play holds up after the penalty. This is some kind of action away from the play, and it's a block in the back against Bayport. It's going to wipe out what was really an entertaining play. He probably ran 50 yards if you count the running from sideline to sideline. We'll go 10 yards back from the spot of the foul, so that will wipe out the first down. No, we'll replay the first down. It's going to be first and six. Ball goes back to the 34-yard line. Shotgun formation. Alex Ingall, the quarterback, calls for the ball, fakes the handoff. He'll look to throw. Throws out on the flat, it's complete to his fullback. Here's a big head of steam and a big first down across the 45 out to the 50-yard line. Colton Huff at 215 pounds and got a head of steam when he got that ball. Out to midfield we go as Bayport continues to move the ball. Evergreens football sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. After the completed pass, it's first and 10 at the 50-yard line. Ingall shifts up from shotgun now to under center and passes back to his running back. Again, there's blocking there, and it's a gain of 5 yards, more than that, before Max Beeble goes out of bounds. Beeble's got 6 or 7. It's going to be second and short as Zach Becker chased him out. It'll be 2nd and 2. When they pitch back to Max Beeble, it gives him a running start and gives more time for the blocking to develop. That's been a successful play tonight for Bayport. So with 2nd and 8, all kinds of options open here. Alex Ingall again starts shotgun, stays there, fakes the handoff, ball is loose, it's fumbled. Let's see who's recovered it. I think Bayport is on top of that ball in the backfield, yes. Bayport has it, but a loss of 5 yards. You know, it's been uncanny in this ball game. When the Evergreens have put the ball on the ground, they've lost it. Bayport has put the ball on the ground. That's the third, maybe the fourth time that Bayport has fumbled and recovered. Some of those fumbles have actually been picked up and moved forward for positive plays. Quarterback Alex Ingold has been opportunistic with that. The loss on the fumble brings the ball back to the 47-yard line, where it's 3rd and 7. See if the Evergreens can get off the field here in what's been a scoreless third quarter so far. Ingall fakes the handoff. He'll look to throw. Slant pattern caught just beyond the line of, just beyond the first down marker. See if he trapped that or if that's a catch. No, that's a trap. It's incomplete. Pass was down at the receiver's feet. It's going to be 4th down, and Bayport will punt. So the Evergreens, for just the third time in this ballgame on defense, have a stop, and they will get the ball back. 8:38 to play third quarter. There's been no scoring since halftime. Bayport maintaining this 34-6 lead. Kyle Zableski is waiting to return this kick for D.C. Everest. See if the Evergreens have the rush on. They don't, trying to set up a return. Into the wind kick, bounces at the 15. Rolls close to the 10 and goes out of bounds at that far sideline. They're going to spot the ball at the 11-yard line, so the Evergreens will be pinned back there as they go on offense for the second time in the game. D.C. Everest High School football is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, businesses. Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come back with us. Evergreens are huddled up for this 1st and 10 play, beat back in their own end at the 11-yard line. Backs were in the I formation for Nick Sarakowski, who's under center. One receiver to either side. Sarakowski fakes the handoff, now a pitch. Ball was bobbled briefly. Wyatt Brown carrying. Brown's got 5 or 6 yards. Give him 6. Ball's going to move out to the 17-yard line, the 18-yard line there. 2nd and 4 coming up. That 6-yard gain now becomes Wyatt Brown's biggest play from scrimmage. And this is a 1,000-yard running back for the regular season. 2nd down. Handoff up the middle. And there's not much there. Evergreens had Andrew Miller carrying the fullback, got 2 or 3 yards, and it's a gain of 2 or 3. 3rd and short coming up, 3rd and 1. The Evergreens went 3 and out their first possession of the second half. They're trying to pick up a 1st down here. Again, D.C. Everest scoring 2 field goals, both in the first quarter, both set up by D.C. Everest fumbles. We have not seen a long, sustained drive from this D.C. Everest offense. And it looks like a hard count was able to draw the Bayport defense into the neutral zone. The Evergreens are going to get a 1st down on the cheap here. Yep. Offside against Bayport. It'll be a 5-yard penalty, and it will be an Evergreens 1st down. Everest football sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the sports expert medicine experts at Marshfield Clinic. Expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. First and 10 after the penalty out to the 36-yard line, a drive that started back at the 11. Hand off to Miller. Ball is loose on the ground again. The Evergreens get on top of it. Wyatt Brown is going to recover this for a loss of 2 or 3 yards as the Evergreens continue to not be careful with the football. Even in the games that the Evergreens won, and they went on a 4-game winning streak in the middle of the season, the Evergreens in many of those games committed a lot of turnovers and were able to overcome their mistakes. You can do that against sub-500 teams. Can't do that at the state playoff level. Second down, Wyatt Brown looks to pass. Passes a little out in front of his receiver and falls incomplete. He's looking there for Cody Cocker and led him a little too far. So here comes third down and 13. Well, the Evergreens have been caught in these third and long situations a couple of times. They converted one of these in the first half. Sierkowski also threw an interception in one of these long situations, too. The Evergreens will need the 37-yard line to keep this drive going. 6:49 to play third quarter. 34-6 is the DC Everest deficit. Sierkowski looks to pass, now pulls it down. He'll run, gets a block, lunges forward. He's going to be very close to first down yardage. They've given him a first down. Needed 13, and Nick Sierkowski got 14 yards. Well, I mean, the field is spread out when you think you're going to have to defend a pass, and Nick Sierkowski was opportunistic there. So there is the second time in this game that the Evergreens have converted on a third and very long. And the ball rests now at the 39-yard line, a drive that started back at the 11. Would you believe it? This is D.C. Everest's longest drive of the game. That shows you how stingy the Bayport defense has been. Evergreens will keep it on the ground. Wyatt Brown runs into his own blocking, lunges forward. Wyatt Brown has another six. Things may be a little looser for the Evergreens running game, because Bayport has to assume the ball could go up in the air here, too. Ball is out to the 44-yard line. Second down, and call it five to go here. Nick Sierkowski from the shotgun. Backfield is empty. Sierkowski keeps it himself up the middle. He's got a first down. He's across the 50 and down to the 48-yard line. Quarterback draw play. First down again. The Evergreens have now strung together three first downs on this drive. Again, best drive of the ball game that we've seen from D.C. Everest. We're sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Evergreens break the huddle quickly. Sierkowski's shotgun, receivers either side, puts the ball right into the chest of Wyatt Brown. Brown's got an opening, splitting defenders into the secondary. He's across the 30 to the 25 and down near the 20-yard line. 21-yard gain for Wyatt Brown. Longest play from scrimmage for D.C. Everest so far in this ball game. Ball goes to the 21. The Evergreens are just outside the red zone. Evergreen showing signs of life, but it's a deep hole to dig out of. They're down 34-6. Shotgun formation, three receivers, two to the near side. Hand off again to Wyatt Brown. Brown gets the corner, still on his feet. Inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. He's got first down yardage again. They're going to spot him at the 7. It'll be first and goal for D.C. Everest.
First and goal from the
6-yard line. So Wyatt Brown has come to life. In fact, everything in this drive has come on the ground. Again, a three-receiver set, and again, Wyatt Brown up the middle, close to the goal line. Did he get in? No, he didn't. They're going to spot him at the 1. Needed 7, got 6. Ball sits at the 1-yard line as the Evergreens try and punch this in. Really is an impressive drive. It started all the way back at the 11-yard line. All of the yardage coming on the ground. And the Evergreens are 1 yard away from getting into the end zone. Three backs in the backfield. Out comes the beef. Jumbo formation. Hand off Wyatt Brown up the middle, waiting for an indication. Is he in? He is not. Wyatt Brown turned away at the goal line. It's going to be third down. And the Evergreens still need a yard to go. The ball looks like it's spotted just inside the one-yard line. And the officials are indicating that we are going to have a stoppage here. This is some kind of injury timeout? Bayport is shuttling some men in. And now the official indicates we are ready for play. Third and goal from the one, 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Again, the Evergreens use this jumbo set. Wyatt Brown met at the goal line. I don't think he got in. Maybe on a second effort. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Wyatt Brown was initially stopped short of the goal line. On second effort, he falls forward, and into the end zone he goes. That was an 89-yard touchdown drive that covered 12 plays. And it's 34-12 with a point after touchdown coming. Evergreens will need stops and will need more scores. We have a whistle and we have a penalty marker down as the Evergreens were shifting from two-point conversion formation into kick formation. And offsides against Bayport while the Evergreens were shifting. And now, because that will move the ball half the distance to the goal line, the Evergreens are going to put the offense back on the field, and they're going to go for a two-point conversion here. Because normally the ball is spotted at the three for these point-after-touchdown tries, so now the ball moves to the one-and-a-half-yard line, and the Evergreens will take the chance and will go for two. Let's see, Wyatt Brown comes out in the backfield. Miller is in the backfield. And Nick Sierakowski takes the snap, lunges forward. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Two-point conversion successful for DC Everest. 34-14 with 3:52 to play. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll be back with the kickoff. The Evergreens are in the end zone for the first time in the ballgame. Back in one on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
American Family Insurance and the Johnny Bauer Agency are proud that our customers have voted us an American Star Certified Agency, an honor that affirms our commitment to excellence and customer experience. You work hard for your dreams. You deserve an agent and an insurance company that works just as hard to protect them. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Insurance will protect it for your auto, home, business, and life. Find me on Facebook or call me, Johnny Bauer, at the Johnny Bauer Agency at 848-0077 today.
American Family Insurance.
We are Buckhorn!
Welcome back to Bayport, where the Evergreens have just scored, cutting the Bayport lead to 34-14. Onside kick, ball is loose. I think the Evergreens have this. We're waiting for an indication. Big pile-up after the surprise onside kick. Bayport was expecting it to go deep, and the Evergreens have the football. How about that? Joel Dack is at the bottom of that pile after an onside kick. Bayport had enough players back. They didn't really have the hands team up there at front. And the Evergreens have recovered an onside kick. They're going to get the ball back at the 47-yard line. Well, a touchdown here would make things interesting. It is still a three-score game as the Evergreens trail 34-14. Nick Sierakowski right back onto the field. Hand off Wyatt Brown. Met in the backfield. Down he goes. Minus one. Evergreens want to play up tempo here. Nick Sierakowski sprints over to the sideline to get the play. He's going to come right back in. And the Evergreens are going to have a stoppage here. We have an injured player. Yep, we've got a player down. It's one of the Evergreens linemen who was involved in the blocking on that play. During this injury stoppage, we will take a 1 minute timeout. 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Bayport 34, DC Everest 14. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
As a referee, I pay attention for a living. While I'm busy watching the game, I need your help keeping an eye on the stands.
If you see something that doesn't look quite right, tell a law enforcement official.
We all play an important role in protecting our communities, and you can help.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
If you see something, say something is used with permission by the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may have to be made by a judge or jury. However, you are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you're in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by contacting the law firm of Pulaski & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back to Bayport, Joey McMahon was the injured Evergreen lineman, was able to get off the field under his own power. Evergreens have completed a pass there out to the flat, short yardage. In fact, well, this is right at the line of scrimmage and pushed backwards. And there's a penalty marker down on this completed pass. And the officials are huddling up. We're waiting for an indication here. If the penalty is against the Evergreens, I would bet that Bayport would take the play, decline the penalty, and make it third and long. Let's see what the indication is. It is a dead ball foul. Illegal motion against DC Everest. So as a dead ball foul, we're going to replay the down and march back 5 yards. So the pass won't count. It's going to be second down at about 16 to go here once we respot the football. Ball moves back to the Everest half of the field, spotted back at the 47-yard line. Yeah, it's second and 16. Yeah, that's one of the offensive linemen who didn't come set before the ball was snapped. Yeah, in fact, the Bayport defense probably wishes it was not a dead ball foul because they would have taken the play there and forced them to third and long. Instead, the Evergreens get to play the down again. Three receiver set, two to the near side. Looks like a passing situation. Nick Sierakowski keeps it himself and gets nothing. In fact, he was met in the backfield. He needed a little more time for his blocking to develop, and instead he gets thrown back. So you know what? The Evergreens now are faced a third and 17 here. And if the Evergreens don't convert, this really is a squandered opportunity. They just scored a touchdown. They recover an onside kick. And you really can't go three and out here. This was the Evergreens' opportunity in the ball game. So they need to come up with a very long third down conversion. I mean, it was the one moment in the ball game where you thought DC Everest might have had a little bit of momentum. And it's going to be snuffed out unless they convert here. Sierakowski design rollout, looking to pass. Throws downfield. He's got a receiver. One of the Bayport defenders cuts right in front. It's intercepted. For just a moment, he had a receiver there. Alec Martin was downfield, and a Bayport defender cut in front of it. You know, Sierakowski had another receiver in one-on-one coverage on this near sideline. That's not where he chose to go. And the Evergreens turn the ball back over to Bayport. 2:15 to play third quarter, and it's 34-14 Pirates. Alec Ingall right back out to run this Bayport offense. They will start first and 10 at the 37-yard line after the interception. Second time Sierakowski's been picked off today. Ingall with a pump fake, now goes downfield. Got one-on-one coverage down the sideline, juggled and dropped. Almost a big game. Threw that ball 40 yards downfield. Max Caesar was unable to control. In fact, he juggled it for a second and had a pretty good chance of pulling that in. Just couldn't quite secure the football. Long incomplete pass, second and 10. Bayport has not scored since halftime, but again, they may not have to. They've been up by as many as 4 scores in this ballgame. Ingall works from the shotgun. Handoff up the middle. Bouncing to the outside. There's not much there, just a gain of a yard or two. That's Max Beeble carrying. Evergreens football brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank makes a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And Ace Hardware, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Brainerd Funeral Homes with a sponsor this year for DC Everest football, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, proud supporter of DC Everest sports. Here comes third down as the Evergreens try and get off the field. It's a third and 10 for Bayport. Fake the handoff. Nope, got the handoff. This misdirection is going to get 10, 12 yards, and a first down. Run all the way across the formation. Blair Van Ness was in motion and gets the yardage that he needs. Needed 10, got 14, and moves the chains as the Evergreens are unable to get off the field. First and 10 Pirates at the 49-yard line. That's frustrating. New set of downs and two receivers spread out to the far side. Quarterback keeps it himself and gashes through a hole. He's into the secondary, able to keep his feet and caught from behind inside the 20-yard line. It's a gain of 19 yards for Alex Ingall. Avery Allard made the stop, and I get the feeling the Evergreens defense is tired at this point. Can remember two games during the season, Wausau West and Appleton North, where the Evergreens gave up a lot of points in the second half because the defense just physically broke down. Looking at the body language there, a lot of hands on hips. Yeah, this is a tired defensive unit as we go under a minute to play in the third quarter. Alec Ingall from the shotgun puts one receiver on either side of this formation. And quick drop. Play action. He's looking one-on-one to the end zone. Throws up at a jump ball situation, and it's incomplete. Kyle Kurtenbach was back there providing the defense on Blair Van Ness. And Bayport liked that one-on-one opportunity there. Instead, the ball falls incomplete, as Bayport was looking to go back up by four scores in this game. Instead, it'll be second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Evergreens football sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Stop in at Baseman's for your favorite pair of Red Wing shoes during the fall boot sale. Don't forget, your headquarters for warm and dry is Baseman Shoe in Wausau. Bayport is huddling up here after the incomplete pass. We're sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud sponsors of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman wishing all area athletes a successful season. Second down play coming up. Three receivers set. They put Van Ness across the formation. We've got a whistle and a stoppage. Evergreens may have been in the neutral zone before the snap. We'll wait for an indication. And it is offsides, Evergreens. It will cost them 5 yards. And the ball will move down to the 14-yard line for a second and five. Forty-five seconds left in this third quarter. Since halftime, the Evergreens have outscored Bayport 8-0. But Bayport is knocking on the door here. Van Ness carries across the formation, tries to turn the corner, didn't get there, roped out of bounds, no gain. It's going to be third and five coming up. Van Ness that time, he's very fast, but was not able to turn the ball upfield. Evergreens did a good job sealing the quarter. Avery Allard ran him out of bounds, in fact, run him out of bounds for a loss of 2 yards. So here will come third and seven or third and six. Bayport gets a first down if they can move the ball down to the 9-yard line. And the ball sits at the 15 now. So here comes their third down try. Three receiver formation, quarterback keeps it himself right up the middle, cuts back, and he's got a first down lunging towards the goal line. He's inside the 5-yard line. Alec Ingall shows nice cutback ability there. First he went up the middle, but found the first down yardage when he bounced that play towards the far sideline. This will be first and goal. They're marking him out at the 2 or the 3-yard line. And this really would be the touchdown that puts the game out of reach. So Bayport comes up to the line first and goal against this tired Evergreen defense. Fullback carries and he goes right into the end zone. Colton Huff. Colton Huff from 3 yards out puts Bayport again back up by four scores with 25 seconds left to play in the quarter. So the Evergreens get a touchdown, recover an onside kick, but then turn the ball back over on another turnover, an interception that leads to Bayport points. This was a 51-yard touchdown drive for the Pirates. And they're out to try the extra point here, which would make it 41-14. Extra point snap is down. Kick to the uprights is good. Bayport 41, D.C. Everest 14, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hello, my name is Kelly Ladovac, President and CEO at Valley Communities Credit Union. We'd like you to discover why membership matters, whether it's through our fast local loan decisions, convenient online banking, or unmatched service. We are committed to building lifelong relationships one member at a time. We serve all of central Wisconsin with 6 full-service locations in Kronenwetter, Marshfield, Mosinee, Stevens Point, Wausau and Wisconsin Rapid. To find a branch near you, visit valleycommunities.org. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back at Bayport on Fox Sports Radio, where Bayport has just answered the touchdown that D.C. Everest scored earlier in the third quarter. 41-14 Pirates. Bayport ready to kick off. This is a line drive kick that's angled and rolls out of bounds, and the Evergreens are going to start at the 35-yard line with the illegal procedure kick out of bounds. That ball almost rolled towards the pylon, was just a yard or two from being a touchback back into the end zone. So the Evergreens will start with good field position. And we have just a few ticks left here in the third quarter. The Evergreens will start first and 10 at the 35-yard line. Well, it's the time now where seniors are going to start realizing that their high school football careers are coming to a close. The Evergreens will be graduating quarterback Nick Sierakowski. Kind of a tough luck senior season. Missed the first 4 weeks because of that ankle injury. Wyatt Brown gets the pitch back here on first down. Brown's got some blocking, goes forward for 4 yards out to the 39-yard line. Wyatt Brown closes out his senior season as a 1,000-yard rusher, 1,017 yards during the regular season. Leading rusher in the Valley Conference Northern Division. That may have been the final play of the third quarter. In fact, yes, time is going to run out without getting another snap off. Let's take a 1 minute break. The fourth quarter awaits. Bayport 41, D.C. Everest 14, back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Start of the fourth quarter at Bayport. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens are trailing 41-14. It is second down and 6. Wyatt Brown with a pitch back. He's behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to throw a pass, and it's complete to Nick Sierakowski. Trick play across the 30-25. Sierakowski is out at the 20-yard line. Wyatt Brown completes to his quarterback, Nick Sierakowski. And Sierakowski is brought down at the 21-yard line. Let's see, that is a gain of 23 yards and a first down for DC Everest. We're sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, call Glenray Radiators. CoVantage Credit Union, step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union, first and 10. Wyatt Brown bounces it to the outside. He's across the 20, dives forward to the 18-yard line. He's got 3 yards. Logan Peterson made the stop for this Bayport defense. The Bayport defense was rock solid in the first half. They've given up some more yardage here in the second half. But again, they haven't really been threatened in the game. Bayport looking very much like an 8-1 team. Bayport will likely be playing Appleton North, leading 14-0 against Stevens Point, the last we had heard. Design rollout for Nick Sierakowski now pitches back. Now, the pitch back wasn't such a good decision. Andrew Miller got the pitch back from Sierakowski, and he gets only a yard. Here comes third and six. Under 11 minutes to play in the game. This will certainly be four down territory here as the Evergreens need touchdowns and need them quickly. Here comes Nick Sierakowski up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers. Quick three-step drop. Calls his own number. Dances forward. He did not get the first down. In fact, Nick Sierakowski only got a yard there. It's going to be fourth and five or six. Yeah, there's very little there for him. Fourth down, and the Evergreens will go for it. They need the 10-yard line, and the ball rests between the 16 and 17-yard lines. This is fourth and still a pretty big chunk of yardage to go. And the Evergreens are going to go for it. Wyatt Brown is in the backfield. Nick Sierakowski is under center. There are receivers out to either side. Sierakowski, three-step drop. Here comes the pressure, steps up, looks to buy more time. He's rolling out towards the near sideline. Dancing, and time runs out on Nick Sierakowski. He is sacked. He's sacked all the way back at the 30-yard line. It's a big loss. He tried to buy himself as much time as he could, didn't see an opportunity to throw downfield, and then down he went. Finally caught by really a pretty fast Bayport front, and the Evergreens turn the ball over on downs. They get the ball down to the 16-yard line and are turned away. Bayport takes over with a 41-14 lead. Bayport is now at a situation where they can grind out some yardage and keep the ball on the ground and come away with their victory. The outcome of the ball game at this point, no longer in doubt. Alex Ingall, senior quarterback, handoff, Max Beeble. Beeble tries to get the corner, lunges forward. Met there just across the line of scrimmage. He's got only a gain of 1 or 2 yards. Evergreens didn't let him turn the ball forward. Zach Becker makes the stop. Gain of one. Went out of bounds, though, and that stops the clock. If you're the Bayport Pirates, you want to keep the ball inbound. Run this time down. Bayport and Appleton North, if that's the way the other game holds up, will be an interesting matchup next week. Fake the handoff to the man running across the formation, and the quarterback, Alec Ingall, keeps it. Goes right up the middle. Ingall's got 3 or 4 yards. He's across the 40. Yeah, he's not quite to the 40-yard line. Andy Cratwell makes the stop. Third and four coming up for Bayport. Evergreens football is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic, Podiatry, Spine, and Sports Medicine Care, with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill, online at bonejoint.net. See if the Evergreens can get a stop here on third down. Alec Ingall keeps it himself, faking the handoff. He is going to be short of the first down. He's about a yard or two short. It's going to be fourth and one. See if Bayport keeps the offense out here. In fact, the officials will stop the clock and they will measure. So it's going to be fourth and less than a one. I mean, from my eyesight, I can tell that he's a little bit short here. Yeah, because the fourth down marker is right at the 40-yard line and the nose of the football is not there. So it is fourth and half a yard. clock continues to roll, we go under 8:40 to play in the ball game. And I think Bayport may want a timeout. There's a little bit of confusion in the huddle here. They may want to run the clock all the way down and then take the timeout. Yeah, Bayport is going to take a timeout here. So they'll stop the clock with 8:20 to play. We'll keep it right here. The Evergreens trailed at halftime, 34-6. They were able to mount an 89-yard touchdown drive here in this third quarter. Closest the Evergreens came, they got within 34-14 and recovered an onside kick. And as frustrating a day as it's been, after recovering that onside kick, the Evergreens went three and out. And the Evergreens have turned the ball over six times, four fumbles, and Nick Sierakowski has thrown two interceptions. Five Bayport touchdowns have come off of Evergreen turnovers. After the timeout, Bayport comes back out onto the field. They are indeed going to go for it on fourth and short if they are able to convert. Of course, they'd be able to take a lot of time off the clock. We did have one D.C. Everest player named All-Conference in the Northern Division, and we should congratulate him. Lindy Jasufi, 6'4", offensive lineman, All-Conference. Congratulations. On fourth down, the ball goes right up the middle, and it's a first down. Colton Huff right up the middle. That was just power football. And Bayport indeed gets to keep the offense on the field. Another first down. Ball is just shy of midfield. So Bayport gets to run more clock. Evergreens football brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Inviting you to come bank with us. First and 10, keep it on the ground. Colton Huff carries again, and he's got 3 or 4 yards. Colton Huff at this stage in the game, I mean, he's a big load. We are monitoring that other game that Bayport will be playing. Appleton North now leads Spash 14-7. That's late in the fourth quarter, and Spash has the football there. So Stevens Point is turning out to be a tough customer for a very good Appleton North team. Back to our game, it's 2nd and 6. Colton Huff carries again, and no one wants to tackle him. The Evergreens have arm tackles, and Colton Huff runs right through them. He's got 15 more yards and a first down. Inside the 35, down to the 32-yard line. Colton Huff at 215, 215 pounds, is just a big load. And very hard for a tired defense. Evergreen's defense has been on the field a lot in this ballgame. Under 7 minutes to play now, as Bayport is driven into the D.C. Everest half of the field again, and they lead 41-14. And Bayport takes as long as they'd like in the huddle before they break and come up to the line of scrimmage. And now we've got a whistle, and Bayport is taking a timeout. The play clock was winding down on them. We'll keep it here still. 6:44 to play. So Bayport unable to, didn't want to, not willing to take the 5-yard delay of game penalty. And instead, Bayport will spend their second timeout. Just got in a final score. Stevens Point got the ball down to the 1-yard line and was turned away as time expired in that game. Appleton North defeats Stevens Point 14-7. And that is next week's opponent for these Bayport Pirates. So Appleton North holds on just barely. And Stevens Point, of course, a team that wasn't even supposed to be here, a team that was below 500 in the regular season, got into the Division I bracket because there are so many undefeated and one-loss teams this year that they needed a sub-500 team to fill out the bracket. And Stevens Point turned out to be a tough customer. Again, Appleton North has won their game 14-7. Here's a handoff again, carrying it is Colton Huff. Huff lowers his shoulder and gets 3 or 4 yards, stays in bounds. Clock continues to run. Evergreens football sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. Providing sound financial products and services, visit their newest location, Valley Communities Credit Union, in Cronenwetter. Second and 7. Ingall, the quarterback, up to the line of scrimmage. Design rollout. He's looking to pass. Throws to the end zone. This is intercepted. D.C. Everest will turn away the Bayport Pirates. I believe that was Kyle Zableski that cut in front of that interception. No, Zach Becker there. Congratulations, Zach. You get an interception to turn away Bayport. The Evergreens will get to put their offense back onto the field. They still trail by 4 scores, and there's really not enough time to do anything about it. So maybe for some of these Evergreen seniors, this may be their last touches. Nick Sarakowski comes out. I formation, Sarakowski will pass. Flip back to Sarakowski, trick play, one-on-one coverage. Evergreen receiver is run into by one of the Bayport defenders. There's going to be a pass interference call. Sarakowski handed off to Wyatt Brown, who pitched back to Sarakowski, who threw the ball downfield. Pass interference is going to be the call, and the Evergreens will pick up 10 yards. We had a pass interference call that went the other way against the Evergreens defense, and on both plays where interference was called, ball was underthrown. You tend to have a lot of contact in those situations. Bayport 41, Evergreens 14. As the Evergreen season for the second year in a row will come to an end at the hands of the Bayport Pirates. I formation for Nick Sarakowski with two receivers out to the wide side. Sarakowski's under center. Three-step drop. Looks to throw underneath. This pass is complete, and now they lateral back. And there's going to be some yardage to be gained here on the lateral across the 45, 40, down to the 35-yard line. Pass was completed and then lateral to Cody Cocker. The Evergreens pick up, let's see, that goes for 31 yards there on the pass completion and then the lateral for additional yardage down the far sideline. 5:48 to play in the game as the Evergreens are into Bayport territory. You know, I think at this point maybe the Bayport defense a little tired too. See a couple of hands on hips out there. Evergreens put together only one long scoring drive, and it came back in the third quarter. I formation again. Sarakowski to pass again. Looks over the middle. Pass is a little bit behind the receiver and incomplete. And the Evergreens receiver is slow to get up. Who was he looking for there? That was J.C. Meade across the middle. Meade was hit up high as the ball came across the formation. Second and 10. At the 38-yard line. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. We have 5:44 to play. Usually a quiet bus ride back when your season comes to an end. And that's the reality that's setting in for this D.C. Everest team. Sarakowski to throw again. Three-step drop. Swings it out to the near sideline. That pass is complete for Wyatt Brown, but he juggled it as he made the reception. He holds on to it, but was unable to turn upfield. Sarakowski completed the pass. It's a loss of a yard, though. It's happened a couple of times to the Evergreens, where you complete the pass. But, you know, if you don't let that receiver get ahead of steam and get going upfield, when you throw behind the line of scrimmage, sometimes those passes are for losses. It's also a sign of how fast a poor defense is. We'll go under 5 minutes to play on this snap. It's third and 11. A little bit of movement up front, no flag. Design rollout. Sarakowski sets up, throws, heaves downfield well over the head of his intended receiver. Fourth down, 11 yards to go, and the Evergreens are going to keep the offense on the field. They'll go for it. With exactly 5 minutes to play, clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Again, an earlier final, Appleton North 14, Spash 7. So next week, Lightning and Pirates in a game that will be of interest to people in the Fox Valley. And, you know, I'm not surprised that Stevens Point was a good opponent. The Stevens Point defense is good. Stevens Point offense, so they struggle to put up points in this game. So here comes 4th and 11. The Evergreens need to get to the 28-yard line to convert. Nick Sierakowski looking, throws down the sideline, complete rainbow pass to Wyatt Brown. He's got a first down. The defender fell down there, and that allowed Wyatt Brown to get underneath that pass. He's across the 20 and out of bounds the 15, spot out the 14-yard line. So the Evergreens keep the drive going on a 4th and 11 completion. And, nope, we've got a penalty marker down. Oh, my. That nice fourth down pass wiped out by an illegal motion. Movement on the Evergreens line wipes out the fourth down completion. It's been that kind of night. We'll replay fourth down. It'll be 4th and 16 back at the 45-yard line. The Evergreens have had too much of that this season, too. This is a team repeatedly throughout the year where penalties have wiped out big plays. So the Evergreens go again, 4th and 16. Again, they need the 28-yard line. And Nick Sierakowski to throw. Heaves downfield again, and this overshoots two receivers who are there along the far sideline. And the ball goes back to Bayport on downs. In fact, should the Evergreens get the ball back, I wonder if we will see any more of Nick Sierakowski. The Evergreens coaching staff may want to give Mike Nicholas, the other senior quarterback, may want to give him a few snaps on what would be his final game. So the ball's at the 45-yard line and goes back over to Bayport. And they run out their quarterback, Alex Ingold, once again. You mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Ingold is normally number 9. He wears 18 today in honor of his injured teammate, Jordan Setzler. Linebacker suffered an injury, bad leg. Misdirection on a botched play here. Still going forward for a couple of yards. Max Beeble. You know, Max Beeble was supposed to get that handoff on the right-hand side of his quarterback. Quarterback turned left instead. They still were able to make the exchange. And look at that, they still have 8 yards. Stay in downs and keep the clock running as we go under 4.5 minutes to play in this ballgame. So the Evergreens look to finish this season at 5-5. All five of their victories coming against teams that are under 500 for the season. The Evergreens did not beat a winning team this year. And this Bayport team just turned out to be too tough. And again, the Evergreens made far too many mistakes. They have 6 turnovers in the game. There's a penalty here as the ball was being snapped. And this is going to be an illegal motion against Bayport. We'll go back 5 yards. It's going to become 2nd and 8. The penalty is an equipment violation again. As the ball is respotted after the penalty, the clock starts again, and we'll go under the 4-minute mark here. Alex Ingold is in shotgun formation with receivers to either side. You bet they're going to keep it on the ground. Here's a new ball carrier. Unrostered number 27. We'll find out in a moment just who that is. 27 is not on our roster. He's got a yard or two. Nor does our PA announcer know who number 27 is. That's fine. It doesn't matter at this point in the game. Well, it matters to 27's parents. Here comes 3rd and 8. Bayport needs the 45-yard line to keep this drive going. Ingold from the shotgun. They will keep it on the ground. And that unrostered 27 is going to carry it again. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Gained 2 yards, now lost 2 yards. In the box score, he's a 0. And Bayport on 4th and 9 is going to send out the punting unit. Avery Allard made the stop, and the Evergreens are going to get the ball back at least one more time with under 2 minutes left in the game. It'll be a chance for us to talk about and salute some of these graduating seniors. The Evergreens are going to be an interesting football team next year. Kyle Zableski awaits the kick here. Here's the snap, and here's the punt. Kind of a knuckleball punt goes out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That was a short kick. Yeah, that punt's only for 20 yards. The Evergreens will start there. They'll start at the 30-yard line. And let's see if Nick Sierakowski is indeed done or if they'll send him out one more time. Haven't seen yet who is coming out to the huddle. and it will indeed be Nick Sarakowski. Well, the Evergreens will need a quarterback for next year. That's probably the biggest question mark. Darren Sanchez is a junior, and coaches have liked what they've seen from Sanchez in practice. In game situations, though, Sanchez has not been able to move the team. Sarakowski throwing on first down, looking down the far sideline for Mitchell Bowles and overthrows him incomplete. Clock stops with 2:30 to play in the ballgame on the incomplete pass. Again, Darren Sanchez has had only limited opportunities with the offense. He's a junior. You know, he's the kind of kid, maybe if he goes to quarterback camp or if they put a lot of work into him in the summer, he could be a serviceable quarterback. Evergreens have a couple of running backs who figured into their play this year. Nathan Reedy, who's a junior, come back. He's a bigger body than Wyatt Brown, although not as fast. Hand off here, stopped in the backfield. Wyatt Brown, minus 2 yards there. As we will go under 2 minutes to play the next time the ball is snapped. It's going to be third down coming up here and about 11 to go. Yeah, the Evergreens have a lot of juniors that saw a lot of playing time. Nathan Reedy will be one of the featured running backs. Chris Miller has also gotten some touches at running back, and you could build an offense around those two. Hand off up the middle, Wyatt Brown. He's got a cutback, and going forward, he's got 20, 25 yards. First down. Is that Wyatt? No, that's Fan Meng Lo. Fan Meng Lo, who has seen some limited action. He's got himself a first down. So here are some seniors who are getting their touches. Evergreens move the ball down to the 41-yard line where it's first and 10. I formation for Sarakowski looks to pass. Goes out to the flats, got a completion there. And the Evergreens break this into the secondary, inside the 15, carrying men with him inside the 5. And the Evergreens will have a first and goal. Who's got the reception there? That's Kyle Zableski with the reception for D.C. Everest. And the Evergreens put the ball on the 5-yard line, first and goal. Again, the outcome of this game is not in doubt. Seniors are trying to see if they can put one more touchdown into their column. Bayport leads 41-14. Sarakowski pitch. Wyatt Brown lunging towards the goal line. He's in for a touchdown. And D.C. Everest does indeed get a touchdown. Wyatt Brown on a 5-yard touchdown run in what may be the last carry of his high school football career. Wyatt Brown kept under 100 yards today. Kind of a frustrating game. But on his last touch, he'll be able to tell everyone that, hey, I got into the end zone. Evergreens are going to try the point after touchdown here, or are they going for two? 2-point, direct snap to Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher throws, tips into the end zone, penalty marker down, and the ball falls to the ground incomplete. There is a penalty, though, and it's in the back of the end zone. So let's see what this is. Again, all of this academic. And the officials are talking to Bayport, meaning that the penalty is probably against D.C. Everest. Nope, it's a hole against the defense, which will be a half the distance penalty for another 2-point try. Again, we're playing for stats and for seniors to get final touches at this point. Evergreens will again go for a 2-point conversion after the touchdown. Mason Hagenbusher is in the backfield behind Nick Sarakowski. They got three backs there. Brett Nowinski is back there as well. Wyatt Brown gets the fake, Sarakowski to throw, and it's complete for a successful 2-point conversion. Happened in the far end of the end zone, and it's Brett Nowitzki who made the reception on the 2-point conversion. With 1:15 to play, Bayport 41, D.C. Everest 22. Let's take a 30-second timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Jennison Travel Agency's gonna get it done.
Jennison Travel Agency wishes the D.C. Everest Evergreens the best of luck in the playoffs. This spring break, reward yourself and your hardworking student with a vacation complete with stress-free planning by Barb Jennison of Jennison Travel. Call 715-355-5775 to lock in the best pricing on your spring break getaway today.
Jennison Travel Agency's gonna get it done.
We are
I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to Bayport, where time is about to run out on the Evergreen season. There's 1:15 left, and Bayport is up 41-22. Evergreens are going to try an onside kick, which means someone on the Evergreen sideline still has some sense of hope here when there really isn't enough time left to do anything here. Kyle Zableski's onside kick. The Evergreens are badly offsides on this. And that's what the penalty marker is that stops this. Not sure what the value here of this onside kick is. You are down still by three scores, and there's 1:14 to play in the ballgame. We'll move back 5 yards, and we will re-kick. The Evergreens had recovered one onside kick earlier in the game. In fact, when we recap our ball game, we'll talk about that, because that was the one moment in what has really been a good night for Bayport. It's the one moment in the ball game where the Evergreens had a sliver of momentum, and that didn't last long. Evergreens now look like they're just going to kick it off deep. They don't have that onside kick formation. And let's see what Kyle Zableski decides to do here. Zableski's got the hand in the air, and it's a pooch kick again, and again the Evergreens are offsides. So the final minute or minute and a half is not going down easily in this ballgame. We will quickly recap. We'll give Spencer Loomis back in our studios a chance to update you on all of the Level 1 playoff scores. I mean, this is where the sledding gets tough for a lot of teams. Wausau West was in action today against Green Bay Preble. As you've already heard in this broadcast, Appleton North has advanced by beating Spash 14-7, a game that came down to a goal line play at the very end of the ballgame. So after two consecutive offside penalties, this kick comes from the 30-yard line. And the Evergreens will just kick it deep. It's bouncing at the 25-yard line. Ball is loose, gets by the defender, and Bayport will cover up the ball back at the 10-yard line. That's where they'll start with 1:09 to play. Bayport could come out in victory formation and simply run out the final 1:09 to play. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they do. Bayport leads 41-22. Turnovers in the first half really hurt D.C. Everest. They were down 34-6 at halftime. So with 1:09 showing, Bayport comes out 1st and 10. And we've got a new quarterback out there. That's Landis Hansen. The ball is handed off. And there's a short yardage gain here, which brings us under a minute. Bayport, I believe, will take a knee, and that should be the end of this ballgame. Bayport will improve to 9-1 for the season with this victory, and the D.C. Everest Evergreens will go out at 5 wins and 5 losses. Waiting for the snap here, it's a handoff. And carrying the ball there is Christian Andres. Andres has 2 or 3 yards. And Bayport will not have to snap the ball again. That's going to be the final play of this ball game. Time is going to run down as we are now at 15 seconds. Yet Bayport will just stay in the huddle, and that's going to do it. Our final score from Bayport. The Pirates end the Evergreen season 41-22. Congratulations to the Bayport Pirates. They are winners in this Level 1 playoff game. And D.C. Everest sees their season come to an end. We'll be back with a recap after a 1 minute break. Bayport 41, D.C. Everest 22 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Ask any Evergreen. You'll find frame after frame of family fun at Coral Lanes in Rothschild. Coral Lanes has something for Evergreens fans of all ages. Play in youth, men's, women's, and mixed leagues. Try Coral Lanes' Moon Rock. Nightclub lighting and music with glow-in-the-dark pins and bowling balls. book your next birthday party, holiday party, or company party at Coral Lanes, too. It's frame after frame of family fun. Coral Lanes, next to Shapco and Rothschild. Online at CoralLanes.net or like Coral Lanes on Facebook.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Bayport High School. I'm Chris Conley, where the Bayport Pirates have just defeated D.C. Everest in this Level 1 playoff game, 41-22. The Evergreen season comes to an end. Bayport next week will play Appleton North, who was a 14-7 winner over Spash earlier in the evening. The Evergreens have turned the ball over six times. Too many turnovers to win at the playoff level. Six of those turnovers, well, five of them, led to Bayport touchdowns. The Evergreens dug themselves quite a hole. They trailed 34-6 at halftime. The Evergreens, one glimmer of hope. They were able to put together a long 89-yard drive, a 12-play drive in the third quarter, capped off by a one-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Brown and a successful two-point run by quarterback Nick Sirikowski. So the Evergreens got within 20 points, 34-14, and then recovered an onside kick. So they could have potentially gotten this down to a two-score game if they were able to capitalize on that onside kick recovery. The Evergreens did not. They were unable to pick up a first down, gave the ball back to Bayport, and that was really the one opportunity that the Evergreens had to make some hay in this ball game. After that three and out, Bayport scored a touchdown late in the third quarter, a two-yard touchdown run from Colton Huff. It made the score 41-14 and really put this game out of reach. Congratulations to senior Wyatt Brown. As you've already heard, he ends the year as a 1,000-yard rusher and the leading rusher in the Northern Division of the Valley Football Association. Wyatt Brown was bottled up in the first half. He did carry for two touchdowns, including a 5-yard run in the fourth quarter, bringing us to our final score of 41-22. Congratulations also to Nick Sirikowski. Kind of a frustrating senior season, Nick Sirikowski losing so much time in the year because of that week one ankle injury. He didn't play at all in weeks 2, 3, and 4. And his running ability, you know, Nick Sirikowski is supposed to be a run and pass threat. That run threat was not what it might have been because of that bad ankle, which even bothered him even as he came back in week 5. Highlights for the season for D.C. Everest, they did put together a 4-game winning streak in the middle of the year and played good football, averaged more than 30 points a game during that 4-game streak. In fact, it was the first time since 2008 that this Evergreen program had strung 4 wins together. So a stronger second half of the season than the first propelled the Evergreens into the playoffs, which comes to an end tonight, 41-22. D.C. Everest next year, as you've heard during our broadcast, they have some juniors coming back. They should be solid on defense, a couple of junior running backs that they can build around for next year who will be seniors. The quarterback situation for the Evergreen team with Nick Sirikowski graduating is a little bit of an off-season question. It's a question of who gets good during the spring and summer practices and can claim that position as their own. That'll determine what kind of Evergreens team we have for next year. We know what we have this year, a 5-win, 5-loss season. Congratulations, seniors, and congratulations on your high school football careers, many of them coming to an end today. The Evergreens football team will be back in action next August. They will open the season at home against the Stevens Point Panthers. Now here on Fox Sports Radio, we will take a break for about a month. Our next Evergreens broadcast will be down in Wisconsin Dells for D.C. Everest High School basketball against Waukesha. I'll look forward to speaking with you then. That's a third week of November game to open up the winter sports season, where we'll have coverage of the Everest boys basketball team, girls basketball team, and the D.C. Everest hockey team, all here on Fox Sports Radio. We'd like to thank some of our local sponsors who have gotten on board for the end of this playoff run: BRB Auto Body, Roto-Rooter, Coral Lanes, American Family Insurance, the Johnny Bauer Agency, and Jennison Travel, all joining us as special playoff sponsors, in addition to all of our regular high school football sponsors. Now, throughout the year, Young's Drugstore in Wausau and Coons Hearing Center Schofield have made donations to the Never Forgotten Honor Flight for each point the DC Everest Evergreens score. Now, tonight, the Evergreens scored 22 points. For the season, 210 points on the scoreboard, $210 donated to help veterans travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor. I'd like to thank Spencer Loomis back in the Fox Sports studio. He's been engineering all of our broadcasts, has been doing a great job with our score updates as well. Our operations manager and brand manager for Fox Sports Radio is Ken Clark, who helps behind the scenes with all of these D.C. Everest broadcasts. All right, we'll talk again in late November for the start of the high school basketball season. Football season is over for D.C. Everest. 41-22, Bayport advances. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to Evergreens Football on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Tournament Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Football is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusky and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, Valley Communities Credit Union, BRB Auto Body, Roto-Rooter, Coral Lanes, American Family Insurance, the Johnny Bauer Agency, and Jennison Travel. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.
Spencer Loomis back in the Fox Sports Radio High School Football Game Night Studios. And you just heard the D.C. Irish Evergreen season come to a close, falling to Bayport 41-22. Let's take a look at some other high school playoff scores from around central Wisconsin, brought to you by the Hearing House at 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Wausau West falls to Green Bay Preble at home 13-12. Appleton North defeats Spash 14-7. Ashwaubenon defeats Maryland Division II football 21-7. Menominee defeats Marshfield 7-3. Antigone shuts out Wapak at home in Division III football 13-0. DePere defeats Mosinee 24-6. Stratford defeats Marathon 35-7 in Division V football. And Algoma defeats Auburndale 22-15. And finally, in Division VII football, Owen Withy defeats Wausau Newman 28-16. Remember, you can hear a podcast of all of our high school play-by-play at foxsportswausau.com and WSAU.com. So from all of us here at Fox Sports Radio High School Football, Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9, thank you for an amazing season of football. We will see you for Everest and East Basketball in about a month on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.